Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Realtor Amy Kite, Builder Supply Outlet, Dykstra Home Services, and PermaSeal. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, David Jennings. This is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago for the next 4 hours. We're on till 7. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. Sorry to all of you Northwestern fans. It was a rough game, but we're here to entertain you for the next 4 hours. At least you got that going, all right? 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We got a packed show. We start every show with that one, buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago. Chicago.
That's the Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. I kept Tom's mic there hot there, Roy. Thanks for the heads up.
I saw those red lights.
I know. The red light means we're live. I'm like, which one didn't I press off? Whoops. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Let's go around the horn and introduce everybody. Again, sorry for to all of our Northwestern fans. At least you heard Dave call a good game. He's a pro, Dave and Ted. Amy Kite, Keller Williams Infinity. What are we talking about today, Amy Kite?
We are talking about how the real estate market has changed, or has it?
Is the sky falling, Amy Kite?
No, guess what? We're all still going to have houses to live in.
Are people still buying homes, Amy Kite?
Yes, absolutely.
Are people still selling homes, Amy Kite?
They are.
My God.
So the world is going to continue. We will all have a roof over our head.
It might cost you more.
It may cost you a little more, but you know what? When you have to move, you have to move, and it doesn't matter because you'll just refi in a year or two anyway because interest rates will come down.
Death is 100% certainty, Amy Kite. Divorce is 50% chance of going into it, of marriages failing. The listeners that are going to be over their skis and are currently in credit card debts pushing 70 to 75%. How do I know? Because I see credit reports, hundreds of them, if not thousands of them, every single year, hundreds of them a month, thousands of them every single year. And the one constant is what goes up goes down, what goes down comes up. And that's, I've been doing it 21 years. I've seen a lot of markets. Haven't seen a market like this since I got into it in August of 2000. The rates haven't been this high in over 18 years. So we'll be fine. If our listeners want to reach out to you, you already said what you're going to be talking about. What if our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number?
847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
We'll go oldest to youngest. Rich Dykstra Sr., welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
No
thanks
problem.
Thanks for waking me up.
Wow.
Thank you, David.
Roy's like, thanks for not picking on me finally. What are we talking? You've got your Chicago Red Stars.
Red Stars. My granddaughter's playing tonight, 7 o'clock, SeatGeek Stadium.
Is she starting?
Of course she is. Number 23, Tatum Milazzo.
And she was the Rookie of the Year last year.
Rookie of the Year last year. She scored the first goal against Kansas City last week. So
look at this, all the stats.
She's on a roll.
Is it appropriate to call her a stud? I mean, can you call a female soccer player?
I think so.
It's not inappropriate.
No.
In front of her grandfather.
No, not at all.
Well, she is a stud.
She is a stud.
I've seen highlights of her playing. I'm not a big soccer fan, so sitting through a soccer game, I'd rather have another vasectomy and all, to be honest.
These are exciting, though. These are exciting.
So is my vasectomy. Yeah, but I'd rather not do either one of them. But if our listeners want to, what are you going to be talking about?
I'm going to be talking about start now to get your furnace clean and checked. Don't wait till October.
Right.
We're going to talk about cleaning flexible ducts, finally.
Right.
And ComEd rebates on heat pumps.
interesting concept what Nicor's doing on water heaters that we'll talk about as well.
Leasing water heaters. Yes, they are.
Because we all know to get it checked, your heating and heating component checked, because
winter is coming.
It is.
Game of Thrones.
Thank you. I knew that.
One of the best series ever. If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number?
1-800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuy.com.
Tom, 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Center, Janky, can't get enough of these late shows, Tommy. You were in here last weekend, and you just begged to come back.
I did. But you know what I really thought was kind of interesting? When you said you were going to introduce everybody, you were going to go to the oldest to the youngest. Am I older than Roy?
You look older.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's going to be a spicy 4 hours.
Question. You don't know the answer.
Wait a minute. Does anybody have a Band-Aid? I think I got a boo-boo there.
We got 4 hours to fill, and you walked right into that one. For the love of God, you can't give me the 3-2.
Wow, did I just throw a softball into
my
a home
goodness,
run
Greg,
derby?
You can't do that. You should know better. I've known you for almost 15 years. You can't give me that.
Wow, I should have learned.
It served yourself.
You know what? I miss Joe so bad.
Yeah, he would have smacked that one out of the park. What's on the docket today? What are the calls you've been getting in the shop this week?
Doors. And the reason exterior doors is because, you know, when I walked from where I parked my car up to the studio, it was 82 degrees, 83 degrees.
Yep.
That ain't going to last.
Nope.
And I keep seeing these things. It's 100 days to Christmas. And so, you know, your 83 degrees is going to turn to 63 in about 30 days. People start thinking about doors. So we're going to actually talk about marquee doors today.
Okay. And what's so special about that? Just tease it quick.
We have them built for us and the way that they are made.
Okay. If our listeners want more information about Builder Supply Outlet and to learn more about the doors and the other products and services you provide, where do they go?
They can call us at 708-343-3900. But more importantly, go to our website, and that's at buildersupplyoutlet.com. You'll see picture, pricing, and soon inventory levels, everything else.
Last but definitely not least is Roy Spencer, the Roy Spencer, over 40 years and 400,000 clients. In this market, satisfy clients. You're talking. You're going to be discussing something with sloping floors. I understand. Isn't that is that on the docket, or did I read? Yeah, slope. A gentleman from Lombard, a listener from Lombard, said his kitchen floors were sloping in the corner, and you guys were able to solve that challenge.
Yeah. So, how many people, when their floor is sloping, or they see a gap underneath their baseboard upstairs, would relate that to their foundation, right?
Nobody.
A lot of people wouldn't, or their doors or windows are sticking upstairs. How many people would relate that to their foundation? So, but a lot of times, that's exactly what's causing the problem, because all of the whole house rests on the foundation. So if the foundation is settling unevenly, that's exactly how it's going to manifest itself.
And you offer different types of solutions to those challenges.
We do, and the first and foremost thing is to diagnose it and make sure that is a structural problem and not some other problem, and our consultants are trained to, you know, diagnose the problem, and if it is a structural problem, they'll tell you exactly what your options are and what it would cost, and there's absolutely no cost to get that professional diagnosis.
I also want to talk about sewer line inspections, because a young man that works for me purchased a home and had some leaks in his basement. You guys came out, and now he needs you did the sewer line inspection, and he has a collapsed sewer line. So let's talk about that and the services you provide to ensure that that doesn't happen to the next person that buys a home, because it would have been more advantageous to my employee that works for us to have the seller fix that sewer line instead of him shelling out the shekels to fix that sewer line now that he's been in there for a good 6 months. So absolutely. If our listeners want to reach out to you and your fine tribe, which is what you call your team at PermaSeal, what's the best way to reach them?
Give us a call at 800-421-SEAL.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to be coming back out of the break. Ladies first. We're going to go to Amy Kite, talk about the current market position and how she helped one of our listeners sell a couple of condos and take care of other real estate needs. And we'll talk about the call that I got yesterday of a lady that's moving out of the southwestern suburbs, already bought a house, and now there's a lot of moving and grooving that we got to do, and what she did right and what I would have recommended her to do a little sooner. So this is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Come back with Amy Kite after these messages. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We'll be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Amy and Dave, who is responsible for the square footage of a home for sale, the seller or the buyer?
My experience is sellers have their opinions.
Yes.
The tax record shows one thing.
Appraiser has another.
Yes. So, I mean, you know.
Tape measure.
Tape measure.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Text line is open. 773, your comment about soccer and a vasectomy was crude. Well, if you think that's crude, we got another 3.5 hours here, sweetheart. You better strap it on because you haven't seen anything yet. That's, if you think that's crude, wait. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line.
I don't think soccer is that offensive.
I don't, either do I. Yeah. And a vasectomy is a fact of life for some people. So Amy Kite transferring, that's a great segue into the real estate market. People need ice bags right now because of the pain that they're experiencing due to property values coming down in some areas and rates going up. How do you like that segue with ice bags, with the vasectomy? All right, go ahead, Amy. Your dime, your dance floor. Take it away.
Well, I mean, here's reality. In Chicagoland right now, we still have about 2 months worth of inventory. And so it is still technically a seller's market. And if you are a buyer, granted, we are selling houses for below listing price now. Sellers do need to negotiate. But the fact is we haven't swung to the other side where, you know, buyers are choosing among 30, 40, 50 houses. I mean, we've been there before.
We've had one buyer
for 50 houses. We're not there.
Right.
But sellers are having to negotiate more. They're having to come down to earth. We actually have almost 45% of properties that have had to do price reductions because, you know, people thought that the trend was going to continue. And as you said, what goes up must come down. And prices have stabilized, shall we say.
And you're seeing more permaseal trucks in sellers' driveways preparing those homes to sell. Because now, as you know firsthand, a year ago, 12 months from today, last year, it was 25 people out the door, escalator clauses, no contingencies, no inspections. Here's the house, here's the keys, close as fast as you can. Completely different market 365, 66 days later. I see more permaseal trucks in our listeners' driveways because when the home inspector goes through, there's less buyers, and when the home inspector goes through, nobody in their right mind is going to want to take on a drain tile challenge.
And here,
when you don't have to in this market,
right, and certainly if you know about it, then you can ask for a credit or whatever. But and this is where it's at right now is if you are a buyer looking to buy a home, and before you back out, because we are seeing a number of cancellations in contracts, buyers have gone in, purchased, you know, gone under contract, and then walk away at inspection, which they have the right to do, and they do get their earnest money back as long as the contingency is still open. But I will strongly advise you to ask for the credit or tell the seller what you want. Because we're having people just walk away.
That's ridiculous.
And they should at least be, I always say, let the seller, in that case, let the seller say no, right? You don't know. He may be willing to give you $10,000. You don't know.
And you want to get a credit. You don't want a price reduction because the credit can be used to offset closing costs and offset prepaids, which you then take the credit to do the work in the house that needs to be done. If you lower the price, you're not getting the money that you need to be done in the house. So you want to get a closing cost credit, which you could get up to a 6% closing cost credit from the seller if you put down at least 5%, 3% if you put down less than 5%, and up to 9% if you put down 25%. I know it's like flow charting here, but that's what I do all day long. But you want to get the credit and ask for the credit because that seller, if they don't sell it to you, every month that goes by, they got a mortgage payment, a tax payment, insurance payment. Now they're going to have to start worrying about clearing out snow. It's a whole different, and the longer it sits, the worse it looks, and blah 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 blah. So, what are you recommending to our listeners right now?
if you're in the market to purchase and you find something that you don't necessarily like, make an offer. You know, and remember, things can be repaired. I mean, that's where, you know, Mega Pros comes in, and just because you don't like the paint color, so what? You can change it. You can do rehab on a property. Make an offer to a seller today. If it's not at list, you know, it's okay. Yeah. Make it below list. We literally, I will tell you another thing that we're finding in the market is buyers are sitting there waiting until there is another offer on a house because they don't believe that there's value unless somebody else is bidding on it. Yeah, so it is insane what this market has changed to.
Where did that come from?
Because they were so used to that, that now if it sits there, they're like, oh, well, maybe.
Something's wrong with it.
Yes. And I mean, it's been sitting there for 7 days. It's not been sitting there very long. Now, I will tell you, it used to be, if it sat there for a year or two, yeah, you'd start to wonder, what's wrong with it, right? I mean, why is it still sitting there?
But seven days
on the market, and you're like, well, if you get another offer, let us know, because then we know somebody else finds value in it.
God, help me.
Just make an offer.
This is where we are today.
It's definitely
changed. I didn't know that. That's frighteningly crazy. In my opinion. Roy, how many of these houses are you going into that don't have, and I got to hit a news break because Ben just says to go to news. So, of course, as I start the question, he tells me to go to news. So let's tease this. Thanks, Ben, for the heads up on that. Let's talk about how many houses that you and your team are going into that the seller's already moved out of. And you're going in because they know they have water and they know after they moved out there's no shot on this green God's green planet that they're going to sell that house with water coming in, especially with all the water events that we've had in the past 30 days. We've gotten blasted with a lot of rain here in the Chicagoland area. So I'm going to throw it over to Steve Ruxton in the newsroom. Thanks, Benny, for the heads up there. This is a Homes Chicago, 312-981-7200. Come back with more with Amy and Roy. And Rich Dykstra Sr., of course, Tom Janke from Builder Supply Outlet. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Going to take a quick break, throw it over to Steve in the newsroom.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. I just want to finish up with that conversation with Roy real quick. The number of houses that you're going into to do the work, whatever type of work, right? If it's a foundation, if it's cracks, if it's a new sewer line, if it's a new drain tile system, how many of the homes that your tribe is going into are completely empty or in some way, fashion, getting packed up for sale?
Well, I don't have a number, obviously, but always, it's always, that's when houses get fixed.
Yeah.
When they're in transition. Somebody's moving in, somebody's moving out. You know, they're moving out and they have to get it fixed because, you know, they don't want to disclose it. They don't want, it came up on the builder's inspector's, home inspector's report. So they have to fix it.
Yep.
in order to get full value for the house or to make the sale of the house. And then sometimes, you know, they've already bargained it and say, yeah, I'll take the house as is or something. But when you move into your new house, you're not going to live with that problem.
100%.
And so a lot of times that's when they'll call us out. The buyer now has owned the house and they've already made their deal. But now they've got plans for the house. They're going to fix the rec room up and things like that. So that's I can't give you a number, but if I had to guess, I bet, you know, at least 20-30% of the homes we work on are in that transition. That seems to be a good trigger for getting things fixed.
Yeah, well, especially now you've got more of the lever, the power's in the buyer's hands that you know than it is in the seller's hands. Why would you want to buy a home, Amy, that's all busted up and broken up and it's got water coming in the basement? We've got a caller, Rebecca from Indiana. How are you, Rebecca?
Hi, guys. I wanted to know about selling my house. You know, people keep putting cards and everything into the mailbox saying they want to buy the house. But when I look up, it's in Indiana, when I look up the places that have been sold around it, it's substantially more. So what do? I need some advice.
Where in Indiana? What part of Indiana?
Hammond, Northwest Indiana, right off 165th and Calumet.
Right over the line, Amy.
So what you're saying is that people are putting notes in your mailbox that they'll pay you X for the property, but when you look it up, it's worth more?
Yeah, a lot more.
Well, yeah, because like, those that are putting something in your mailbox are usually investors, and they're looking for a deal. So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to call a professional. So I can absolutely have Kim get a hold of you, and she can come out and give you a real estimate of what it would go to if you were to sell it to the public. Okay. So understand that there are different levels of how you sell a house. You sell it at one price to the public. If you want to sell it to an investor, you're going to sell it for less. And some people choose that.
How quick you want to sell it to.
Absolutely. And how much convenience or inconvenience you want. So you just have to weigh those factors to determine what's best for you. The vast majority of time, because we do also offer investor purchases, by far, vast majority of the time, it is to the public because of the difference in the price.
How quick do you want to get out, Rebecca?
I'm in no rush. It was just something I had my grandkids. They were living in it, and they moved and bought their own place. And it's like, I don't really need it.
All right. Well, Amy will follow up with you after the show and tell Jack what type of Mr. Floor cleaning product you like, and we'll get it out to you, okay?
Sounds like a plan. I love it. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Rebecca. Thanks for calling. Steve Ruxton in our newsroom has a question for you, Amy. We have a professional newscast professional is asking you a question, so brace for impact. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I hope it's a good one. Amy, how are you?
Great,
love the
thanks.
Show. I'll make this quick. My wife and I live in Lakeview. We have a four-level townhome in a pretty hot area. It's called Sweeterville South. The development's about 35 years old. We redid the bathrooms about 8 years ago. However, the windows are shot in the house. We need to redo the kitchen. We have appliances that are about 35 years old. They're still working, but they're pretty ugly. What I want to know is the market still hot enough to sell as is, or are we going to have to fix up the place?
You can sell anything as is, Steve. The price is just going to bear that in mind. So, you know, there are times where people come to us and they're like, we don't have the money. We don't have the desire. Can we sell it like this? Absolutely. You can sell it like that. Understand that the price will come down to take into effect the things that aren't done. But there is a buyer for everything. So if you say, I don't want to go through this, no problem. It'll just be priced that way.
That's the key, right? I mean, Steve, do you and your wife want to deal with a torn out kitchen for 6 to 8, 12 weeks, Tommy?
She does. She does. I don't.
Then you don't want to sell. Then well, she really doesn't want to sell for sure.
I got a great divorce attorney, Steve, if you need to talk to somebody.
No. I love Lori. Uh-huh. No, I guess let me dig a little bit deeper and then I'll let you guys go. My wife says we got to do all this, and I say we will never recoup that money to do it again. Are we going to take a huge hit selling it as is?
Yeah.
Well, here's
great
the
question.
Thing. If you are going to redo the kitchen, chances are very good you may not get all that money out.
Yeah.
So
can you
have
call
to
my
be
wife?
Careful. Yes, we can call your wife.
Together?
Right.
Please.
Can you talk for me?
Yeah, can you talk for me?
Yeah. Yeah.
She doesn't believe me, but I know she'll believe you.
Right, yeah. And we do see it. We've seen people go put, you know, $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 kitchens into their house, and then they wonder why it only increased $40,000.
That's crazy.
Steve, I'll tell you what. Before we sold our house in Northbrook, you came over. It was in the wintertime. We put it up in July, August, whatever. We sold it in August in 4 days. But you came over, and we had a sit-down with Amy, Steve, and Amy told us. My wife didn't listen to me. She wasn't going to listen to me. I'm just in the real estate business for 20 years. What do I know? But Amy told her exactly what she needed to hear in a way she needed to hear it, which is basically the same thing I was telling her. But since Amy told her, it got through. And, you know, she wanted to do this, she wanted to do that. And basically, what did? We painted everything.
Yeah.
We pulled up the carpet. We put the hardwood. We exposed the hardwood floors, fixed the hardwood floors. I was on vacation while all this was going through. Igor came in, did all that stuff. And we just tightened up a couple of things. Yeah. It put a little perfume on the pig. Roy, you want to add to something?
So I just listened to this. It sounds an awful lot like, you know, there's no right or wrong answer, right? Well, we fix nothing or we fix everything. A lot of times it's fixing strategic things. And somebody like Amy, you know, a trained realtor, can actually tell you what you're going to recoup and what you're not going to recoup. So I don't know how you would make these decisions without consulting with a realtor and do it intelligently. And it sounds like that's the way to go.
How about the thinking that a new owner may not like what we do, and they might want to put their own touch on it?
You have that.
Yep. And we have literally seen where people have gone and they're like, well, we have a, look, our beautiful brand new kitchen, and it's builder grade crap oak cabinets.
Yeah.
And they were probably in a better position to have left it the way it was and not have spent the money. So
and it's 32-inch cabinets instead of 42 or 48-inch cabinets, right? And they got the soffit. Yep. And they, you know, back in the day, 35 years ago when Steve moved in, it was great.
Right.
But you know what? It's not 1990 anymore. And,
no.
You know, that, you see, I had the black paint with the red crushed velvet, you know, leopard.
Were you next to Elvis's house?
No, it was my leopard room.
Ooh.
Don't judge. And Amy's like, that's got to go.
Right.
I'm like, Amy, how cool is this? She's like, yeah, no, it's got to go. Dykstra, you got a question.
Every new homeowner likes a new furnace and air conditioner.
There we go. What a plug.
There you go. All right, Steve, hang on. We're going to put you on hold and tell Jack what Mr. Floor Cleaning product you like, and we'll get it over to you. All right, buddy? All right, we're going to throw it over to Amy. If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number?
847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
All right, since Dykstra chimed in with his, with everybody wants a new furnace, we're going to come back with Rich, talk about that. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Joe's out getting his nails done. He's got ingrown nails on all five of his right fingers. It's very, very, very painful. And he's out today getting that taken care of. Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
My blower has been running for the last 10 years.
What did you just say?
Dave is going to go somewhere with that.
I already did. I checked with his wife, and she confirmed that. Our listeners know.
They know.
A sarcastic remark
is
coming.
Like a soft pitch and a home run.
I know. 3-2 fastball, and the fastball is coming.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We don't miss much on the. We don't miss anything on the show.
No.
We get it from all different directions. Tom, you wanted to make a comment on our last conversation prior to the intermission here.
Yeah, I wanted to just kind of couple on to what Amy was saying. My wife and I, we just sold our house in St. Charles that we've been in for 32 years. The new buyer has come in, and they gave us a laundry list of things that they wanted done, and they also gave us a pretty unrealistic time frame to get out. Well, I could not. There was just no way possible to get all those things on their laundry list, so I offered them a credit, and they could take care of themselves. I think what we're seeing in buyers today is they don't want to deal with that. Mm-hmm. So what they did was they extended our move-out day.
Give you time to fix everything.
They gave us 18 more days, which
nice.
Is huge because I'm going to become homeless. I'll be living at Dave's house for a little while.
Yeah.
I'm going to bask in his pool.
Yeah.
But it's really interesting. I really think that these buyers today, they don't want to do anything. They want to buy that house. You know, when I was selling the flip houses, we redid the entire house. There was really nothing to be done.
Sure.
So that's really interesting. And then the other thing I can tell all new home buyers that go out there today, if you haven't touched something in a year, throw it the hell out. Because 32 years in a house, it's a remarkable. I was telling Amy pre-show, I said I opened up a box that had 1992 on it, and has never been opened since 1992. Guess what? How many years would that be doing? Let me see. Math, 30 years.
Yeah.
Never touched that box. And now my wife says, well, we're taking that with us. And I go, we haven't touched it in 30 years. It's going. So if you want to stop a lot of argument and really reduce your clutter, throw stuff away for
before
God's
the wife
sake.
Gets involved.
Oh, my but God. For going, God's sakes.
Going back to our conversation, though, you said they're sending their contractors in. So you've got a difference between cosmetic and the fact, you know, and the items that came up at home inspection that they want repaired,
mm-hmm.
right? So
yes.
these are safety security issues as opposed to rehabbing. And
yes.
your buyers are bringing in their contractors, and they're doing work for the next month because that they want to move into the house prior to Thanksgiving.
They want to do things, whether it's cosmetic,
yep,
structural,
correct.
They're doing their own thing.
Correct.
But it's you know, they want us out quickly.
Do you remember my punch list from the buyers of our home in Northbrook? It was 2.5 pages long.
Mm-hmm.
They had some things on there that I could live with. You know, they wanted the gutters clean one last time. No problem. I'll get up there before we move out. I'll clean it.
Wait. Say it again.
I do that. I don't be a smart aleck. I did that. Then they wanted some other things, right? The around the chimney, they wanted caulked. No problem. I'll send a guy up there to do that. There were a couple of panels on the roof that they wanted tied down. We sent the roofer up there. Mike sent the guy out, drilled it down. Then they wanted GFIs installed in the garage.
Yep, same here.
And I said, respectfully,
decline.
I go, they've been working for 21 years. If you want to put in GFIs, you can put them in when you move in. And they had a whole bunch. And I said, respectfully decline. So I did the stuff that I felt. And it was a normalized market, right? It hadn't really heated up in August of 2000. It, like in September, it got on blazing fire the month after. But I sold it in 4 days. We got out. I was super happy. But you can respectfully decline. And then the best one was, they asked me to give them instructions, written instructions, on how to turn the gas fireplace on. And I said, absolutely not. Nothing's good. If you want to call up Lindemann and have them come out and teach you. I'm not putting anything in writing. So when my instructions take out the entire block,
yeah, and they blow up,
you're coming to me. Wrong.
But you have to remember, too, is we had the same thing in this laundry list. And I got to admit, that laundry list they gave us was pretty short. There was maybe 6-7 items on there. Well, we respectfully declined a few of the items, but they came back and said, if you respectfully decline, we respectfully pull from the deal.
All right.
And it wasn't enough, you know, to
make
it.
That's negotiations, though.
Absolutely. And the one thing that I find now that I don't think I would have found a year ago, again, we were talking off air, I had a radon system put in. I called up the radon people and I said, how much? They gave me a price. I said, how quick can you be done? They were there 4 hours after my phone call. They were done in, it was a little over 90 minutes. They were done.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple hours at the most. They were done. I got the plumbers in immediately. I got the electrician in immediately. The beauty part is the market is slowing down from the contractor base.
Yeah.
So to be able to get this work and get it performed and not be put on a wait list that's, you know, 2 or 3 months out down the road.
Sure.
You know, that's kind of a godsend for the sellers today, because if they do have these punch lists, they can get them done.
Yeah. Right. Well, and it was something with the panel inside my panel. Something was arcing, and I'm like, all right, whatever. I call my electrician guy out there. Bing, bang, boom. He rewired as if I know what it is. He's like, yeah, it's no big deal. But you can say no, and then the buyer can say, I'm gone.
Yeah.
Okay. It's negotiation.
How do you value the deal?
Right. You want to get out of your house?
In ours, there was no way I was going to let a couple of items screw up the deal.
Right.
Because, you know, I've always, always looked forward to being homeless.
Yes, exactly. 312-981-7200. All right, Rich, tease us going in. We got a minute and a half. Tom took up all your time. So we got a minute before the break. Tease us what you're going to be discussing coming out of the break, and we'll just do a long run on whatever you want to talk about.
Beautiful. Cleaning checks, time for that. Rebates from ComEd. And cleaning of ducts, vinyl ducts.
And you are doing flexible
ducts.
Which you have never been able to do before.
Ever been able to do before.
When you come on, we always get callers and texters, can you do the flexible duct work? And you're like, I can't because you didn't have the equipment. Right. You finally located a piece of equipment that could handle it and not rip up the duct
work. Not destroy the ducts at all.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com to download a podcast of previous show. We're also holding a comedy event at Zanies in Rosemont. Go to rosemont.zanies.com. $30 tickets for comedians. October 5th, large portion of the proceeds is going to the Vestathon. And also, if you want to drink the delicious coffee that we're drinking, go to roast2order.com. Click on Vestathon. A portion of every purchase will go towards the Vestathon. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line are open during news, traffic, and weather. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We'll be back after these messages.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Rich Dykstra Sr., we are right around the corner from...
Winter is coming.
And now is the time. We're about 60 days away. I went out walking with my... We took our dogs out walking one morning a couple of weeks ago. And it was in the 50s, high 50s. It had a little nip, had a little bite in the air. I'm like, it's right around
winter
the corner.
Winter is coming.
And what should our listeners be doing now to prep for what we know is right around the corner, 90 to 100 days?
We just started our first flight of postcards to our customers. We're doing 10,000 a week for for the next 6 weeks. So it's time to call it special. And if you call in, say you bring up WGN, there's additional discounts that you'll get. But it's please call now because people wait till October. And by that time, we're booking out into December.
What goes into a furnace check?
We check the gas pressures, make sure they're right. The safeties are the most important. Blower speeds are set right. Everything in the temperature rise in the furnace. Because if it's too high, the air coming in, the air coming out, if it's too high, that means your gas pressure is too high.
Okay.
And it's going to cut down the life on your furnace considerably.
How long does a clean and check take?
An hour.
1 hour?
1 hour.
And what is the special that's going on if they just get the postcard or if they get the postcard and say, Home Sweet Home Chicago, WGN?
It's $89. If you're a new customer to Dykstra, it's $79.
Okay.
Yeah, but you have to mention WGN or you won't get it.
Any financing options? Have the costs of furnaces and air conditioners start to come down, or are they still ridiculously high?
The equipment prices will never come down, but the availability, we have availability now.
Whoa. I heard furnaces are free.
Some people think that. Yes, they do. Buy an air conditioner, get a free furnace. But
okay.
If you check the price of that air conditioner will be the price of a full system. Yeah.
So the furnace, the price of the HVAC prior to COVID was around $3,500 to $4,000. Is that accurate?
About that for a furnace, just the furnace.
And today?
It's about seven.
$7,000.
Yeah, it's gone up. The last 2 years, it's just been crazy.
And you don't see that even after COVID and the economy weakening at all? You don't see them taking their foot off that pedal at all?
No. I mean, the increases might slow down. I hope they slow down. I mean, they have to slow down.
Right.
But are they? I doubt it. I've never seen any manufacturer, once the price goes up.
Take it back.
They don't come down.
Really?
They don't come down. No.
Okay.
Yep. But availability, that's a big thing for us. Because we couldn't get equipment. We still can't get commercial equipment, rooftop units. I mean, it's 10 to 12 weeks out.
All right, now let's talk about, because Roy's coming up next talking about, I'm sorry, we're going to go to Tom next. But, Roy talks about a healthy home, and one way to keep your healthy your home healthy is by cleaning the ductwork. And does that, I would have to think, and correct me if I'm wrong, which I know you will, can the ducts be cleaned during the winter, or is it better?
Oh, absolutely.
That goes 12 months.
12 months, 12 months, yeah. Especially like a house like Tom's, it's that old, and new homeowners come in, they should be cleaned. If he had dogs or whatever he had, but the kind thing to do would be for Tom to have the ducts cleaned.
That was a subtle shot, if I do say so myself.
Well,
that was,
let me see. I built that house new, and now it's an old house. I guess, what does that make me? An old homeowner?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Experienced homeowners. I don't like to call people old. I like to call them experienced. So so after you move in and you do all this work and get the ducts clean, what is the investment in getting ductwork clean?
On a base system where furnace is in the basement and all the ductwork's exposed, you're looking at, again, it'd be a $100 discount. It's $595 less $100. So you'd be paying $495 to get the ducts cleaned.
And the humidity, I'll go here first. You have a special tool now, because every show you come on to talk about ducts, we always get the, can you do the flexible ductwork? Where do our listeners have the flexible ductwork, and what did you do that you can now, what changes did you make that you can now clean them?
Okay, flexible ductwork is usually up in an attic. It's insulated ductwork, and now we finally found equipment that we can go through each duct run. It doesn't have a whip on it, but it has a blower. It blows all the dirt into the main trunk line, and then it's sucked outside.
So a whip is used on the galvanized
ductwork.
Ductwork, and then when you get to the flexible stuff that isn't as strong as your galvanized ductwork.
Right. If we put the duct whip in a flexible duct, it would tear it up, and it'd have to be replaced.
Okay.
So now there's no whip, but there's it's a high pressure air that blows all the dirt ahead of it into the trunk line, and then the vacuum takes it out.
All right. If our listeners want more information about that, what's the best way to reach you?
1-800-421-3220, or preferably WGNHeatingGuide.com.
Coming out of the break, we talked prior to the show about renting or leasing of water heaters, which made Amy extremely happy to hear that. because that's another carryover expense when somebody goes to sell their home that our listeners might not be aware of. But this is the latest and greatest that the gas companies are coming out with.
Right, supposedly the latest and greatest.
Allegedly latest. It's the latest and greatest for them. But
for them.
If you don't have an extra $1,000 or $1,500 laying around when your water tank goes out, it might be a good option for homeowners that most of our homeowners don't know anything about.
Exactly.
So let's talk about that coming out of the break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
How do they get rid of chipmunks?
Joe has had some success.
No, I'm not going to come across as the number one chipmunk killer on the show.
That's Dextra.
That's Dextra.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for podcasts and previous shows and to check out all the contact information about all of the experts on the show. Did you find the radon guy's number that you used?
Working on it.
All right. 312-981-7200. Amy's got a guy as well, right? What's the name of the company?
VSI is one that we usually recommend.
V, Victor, S, Sam, I, Indian?
Yep.
All right. VSI, Texter, Google that. And located out of the northern suburbs somewhere?
I don't think so. I think they're more down around the Naperville area.
All right.
But they handle everywhere.
Got it. Check out Radon Company VSI. That's who Amy uses. I would trust that company. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I got a texture here, Rich. I don't understand. That should have said I have it checked annually. I don't know what that means.
You should have it checked annually.
Yeah.
A lot of manufacturers on new equipment require that to keep your warranty in force.
On the heating and air conditioning.
Heating and air conditioning. And people say, I don't have to do that. I haven't done it for 30 years. Well, no. They come in and they need a new one, but it's like with your car. Would you not change the oil?
Right.
Same deal.
Well, if you want the car to run you would do it. Right. Yes, Tom?
Yep, I did find it. It's Safe Fire Chimney and Fireplace Service Corp. They're out of Bartlett. I'm going to tell you, great company, in and out, fast. They did it for less than what I thought it would be. So, again, it's Safe Fire Chimney and Fireplace Service Corp. out of Bartlett.
So the next time you call Safe Fire, next time you call Tom up to do a radon, you could charge him an extra $1,000 because he would have paid that. He wanted to know the difference.
Absolutely.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Before we talk about the leasing of the equipment, can you ask the WGN heating guy if I should replace a cracked heat exchange in my Trade XC90? Or do I have to bite the bullet and buy a super expensive one? What is an Trade XC90?
It's a 90% efficient furnace that vents out with plastic pipe. And absolutely, if the unit's not that old, it's probably under warranty. The smart money would be spent better on a new unit.
So trained, it was probably train.
Train,
so
right.
They probably mistyped the text. So train XC90, you know that unit, I would assume.
Right.
That's something that you could...
we could help them with that, absolutely.
Understand. Okay, 312-981-7200. Let's talk about what's going on with these rental units of what Nicor Gas is doing.
Well, it's actually not Nicor Gas. It's a service arm. It's called, I believe it's Pivotal Home Solutions.
Okay.
And they work in conjunction with the gas company. They're not connected in any way.
Okay.
And they're leasing water, started to lease water heaters now. And from what I understand, it's $14.99 a month for the entry-level water heater. If you need a 50-gallon, it's more. If you have power vented, it's more. And the lease goes on, from what I understand, into perpetuity. It just keeps going.
What is the cost of a typical decent water heater?
Decent water heater installed will cost you $1,600 to $1,800 installed.
Okay. So if our listeners don't have that type of dough,
they could contact Pivotal Home Solutions. I don't know their number, but
right.
They can look it up, Google it.
Do you offer financing options if they got one from you?
Oh, absolutely. We 0% financing on everything.
For how long?
6 years.
6 years?
Yeah.
So, hello. I mean, that's the same thing. If you run the numbers, it's basically the same thing as what this...
Exactly. And then you don't have a lien on your house. If you sell your home, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, Amy almost fell out of her chair when she heard that.
Yeah, it's we're not promoting it at all.
So if you don't have the funds today and your water heater goes out, and let's face it, you need hot water in your house to keep your house safe and clean and keep yourself clean. And if you have kids and animals and everything else.
It's an option for you.
It's an option for you.
Yep.
but also check to see your 0% financing for 7 years. It comes out to $14 a month.
A month, yeah.
If you run it, and the long and the short of it is your payment ends on your transaction, the lease continues on in perpetuity.
Right. And the tank, the average tank is under warranty for 6 years. So, same deal.
It's
same
a clear deal. Wash.
Right.
All right. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Did I miss anything?
The only thing we missed was the NICOR or the ComEd rebates.
Oh, the ComEd rebates, yeah.
They've gone from $400 to $1,400, up to $2,000 on some models.
What?
Yeah.
So ComEd is giving back, is giving a credit.
Instant credit, instant rebate.
And what's a water?
It's a heat pump. It's instead of an air conditioner.
Okay.
What a heat pump does, it'll reverse. You know, like when you go out in your backyard and you put your hand over your air conditioner,
yeah,
you feel hot air coming out.
Sure.
In the winter, it's a real simple explanation, it just flips that cycle. So it's cold air coming outside. It's pulling the heat from the air outside and pumping it into the house.
But how's it doing that when it's 30 below out?
It has a reversing valve on it.
Okay.
That stops it. Okay. It turns the...
Is it a good investment, you think?
Oh, absolutely. Now, yeah.
What does a heat pump cost, typically?
Well, you can put it with a gas furnace now.
Okay.
Okay, so a full system, you're looking probably $8,000 to $9,000.
With the heat pump?
Yeah.
And you're getting $1,400 back?
On most models, yeah.
Instantaneous?
Yeah.
You get a check from ComEd?
No, we take it off the job.
So you get the rebate on your side?
Right. We do up process the rebate and everything. They have to send it to us. We have to wait for the money.
So then the buyer, so you just discount it by $1,400 and you wait for ComEd to send you the check.
Exactly.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
So from 600 down to 6,600. I mean, 8,000 down to 6,600.
Roughly. Right.
And is there an operational cost? I mean, is it less costly to run a heat pump than your conventional HVAC?
It depends on the. I'm sorry. Walking away from the mic.
I know. Good job. It's like you've never been on the radio before in 3 years. It's all right. Don't worry about it. We'll get you back in the line.
In our climate, the high efficiency gas furnace is better. The heat pump will run. It runs on all electric. So if you don't have gas and you have electric furnace and that's the thing you want to go with. I want to go with the heat pump.
Okay. So the difference is if you're using electric, then you want to go with a heat pump. If you're using natural gas, you're still better off going with the traditional gas forced air.
Yeah.
Okay.
And most of the ductless splits have our heat pumps as well.
Roy's got a question.
Okay. I'm sorry, but going back to the leased water heaters.
Yes.
Does that go with the house? So when you're leasing it, what happens
It goes with the house.
So the buyer has to assume the lease.
Right. Or they have to pay out the lease. Which I don't know how that's going to work.
Amy's going to have to find out.
Well, and, you know, that's why I love solar.
That's why she cringed, because it's the same thing with the solar in Amy's, because a lot of the solar installations are on some type of lease program if you don't have the money to buy it outright. And then when you go to sell it, it's like a special assessment, right? You either have to take over the lease, or the seller's got to pay up to get to pay up whatever they installed on their house.
I would hope that would be on the seller. They're going to have to. Hey, I don't want to buy a house with a lease water heater. That's your problem.
If you have a good realtor that could identify that,
we have the same issue, honestly, with some security systems too. So those are all issues that we have to flesh through.
So go ahead and sell your home by yourself. Yeah. And then get dragged into this, or go buy a home without a realtor.
It's like a timeshare. Never goes away.
Well, but and again, in some cases, if you don't have an extra $1,800.
It's a great option.
It's a great option. Or you have crappy credit and you can't get the 0% financing and you got to pay the $14 a month because you want hot water.
And a bill comes on your gas bill.
And you don't even recognize it.
Right.
All right. Well, thanks for bringing that to our attention. I mean, a lot of our listeners, I didn't know about it until you brought it to our attention. Right.
So there you go.
Benny's chiming in my ear. We got to go to news. So if our listeners want more information about all of the items that you just mentioned, what's the best way to reach you?
1-800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuy.com.
All right. We got Roy Spencer up next. Tom Janke will be on deck. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago 720 WGN.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Before we move on from Rich, Moving into a new townhouse, how can I tell the age of my furnace? How old is too old before replacement? Texter just came in, Rich.
Send me an email with the make and model on it, and I'll tell you exactly how old it is, or I can call you on Monday and get that information from me, and I'll tell you what you got.
All right, there you go. It's that easy. Roy Spencer, we have a... I've got some notes here. Bill, longtime Home Sweet Home Chicago listener out in Lombard, Western Suburban Market. Thank you for listening, Bill, out and everybody else in Lombard. Called because he noticed the floor in his kitchen was sloping in the corner. I guess that is where kitchens slope, right? You got to go to a corner if it's sloping. What did you do to rectify that? And are those issues typically in a basement and crawl space? And where do you start looking at those type of challenges?
Yeah. So the first thing we do is, we shoot a laser level throughout the house and see if there's other rooms or movement in the house. Sometimes it's just, one room and it will get into the basement or crawl space, what's underneath that section. And sometimes it's just a settlement of, some timber has rotted out or something, a pylon or something has rusted out. And we're able to just put a jack underneath that part of the floor and just raise it and we're done. Okay.
Is that something our listeners should be worried about, or can they let it lie, or is it something that needs to be addressed right away?
Oh, it needs to be addressed, because if something's rusting out or rotting out and that's causing the floor to settle, it's only going to get worse. And then when that floor moves, it brings things with it and you start getting more cracking up on the walls and things like that, and things only get more expensive. So if you ever see any type of movement where things are settling, and this goes for your concrete outside as well.
Sure.
Things don't get any better. It shouldn't be moving.
Okay. And you were saying baseboards underneath cabinets, and that's a telltale sign that something's going on. Right?
Yeah,
if there's
gaps
forming.
A lot of times
forming.
You're mopping the floor, and all of a sudden the mop's getting, there's a new gap there.
Yeah.
It's such a great segue that Amy provided. She was talking about radon and how in the fall, for some reason, radon levels go up. I'm not really in the radon business, but I know what she's talking about. The interesting thing is the structural problems also start to appear in the fall.
Why?
I know why that is, because typically our summers are hot and dry. Like this summer has been incredibly dry and very hot.
Yep.
And so all the clay soil underneath our house in our yards has dried and it's cracked and things, and our house sits on that clay soil, so our houses have actually kind of sunk a little bit as well. Well, what happens in the fall? The rains start coming. We just had a pretty good rain a week ago, and all of a sudden the ground's getting wet and that clay soil expands. The house wants to come back up. And that's fine. It's actually normal movement, and a house will go up and down just slightly. But the only problem is if part of the house rises and the rest doesn't, because there's that part of the house, maybe the downspout wasn't extended. And so that part of the house, the soil is still wet, and the rest of the house drops, and the foundation breaks. And when it breaks, now you're going to start seeing these structural problems. And it may be gaps in the baseboard. It may be new cracks just radiating across the middle of your ceiling. Or
not being able to close a door or a window.
Glass or doors, cabinets, doors, windows are sticky. Outside, you'll see large gaps in the caulking. Caulking gets old and ages. But, boy, you start seeing, wow, that's a quarter-inch, half-inch gap on my caulking. Sometimes the chimney actually starts to lean out away from your house. I've seen gas meters just start going askew because everything's moving with the foundation. So all these are clues that you might have a structural problem, and this is when they come in the fall, as the soil, the moisture returns to the soil, and the problem probably occurred during the drought when the house sank, but you become aware of it as the house comes back to normal.
And it's like you said, we've been so dry.
Yeah.
And when we get these bursts like we had the other night, and then earlier in the year when I was driving back, I told the story, it got so bad, it was like a black plague rolling in with the storm clouds, and it was so hard that the lightning was causing the
street lights
on 294 to flicker, which I've never seen before. I mean, I've driven in thunderstorms and lightning storms. I've never seen the lights on 294 flicker. So that was coming like crazy, and I called the wife, like, get in the basement. Oh, there's no alarm. Like, get your rear end in the basement and take the kids. I'm like, you don't want to go get the kids in the basement and the dogs. Get in the basement. I'm driving through this, right? When that happens, after it being dry for like 2-3 weeks and we have excessive heat like we've had this summer, it all of a sudden, bam, you get the monsoon coming in. What impact does that have on your home as opposed to getting a week's worth of rain, which we really haven't had this summer? I mean, we haven't been washed out for an entire week. I don't think the entire summer. So how do those two events impact your house differently?
Well, first of all, when the ground's really dry, it gets very hard. And when you get a sudden rain like that, the ground can't really absorb it. You know, you think the ground is so dry, it'll absorb the water, but it actually is rolling off because that really hard clay is almost like concrete. And so that causes a lot more surface flooding. Had some of that in Chicago,
sure,
right?
100%.
So it's not just the concrete. The ground itself is so hard. When you get a sudden big storm like that,
no place to go.
Yeah, it causes more surface flooding and more water pressure around homes than it normally would. But the other thing, getting back to the structural problem, all of a sudden that soil, once it does start to absorb it, expands very rapidly. And it's that, not a gradual movement, but a sudden movement.
Sure.
I've had people, David, tell me they've heard a large pop in their house, almost like an explosion. Like, what was that? That was their foundation cracking.
Yeah.
You know, just sudden.
That's thousands of dollars is what that sounded.
Well, that's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
But it literally is the sound of concrete, you know, cracking because of that sudden movement and things. So sometimes you'll hear that. Most times you won't, but it has happened. So sometimes things happen. You've been in the house for 30 years, never a problem.
Sure.
All of a sudden, it's the straw that broke the camel back, and sometimes it's a big storm.
All right, we're going to take. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rich.
Well, Tom might have a problem with his old house with the concrete cracking.
Yeah. Let me see. My house just hit 32 and a half years. So.
Oh, yeah. You're in trouble.
Yeah, I think I'm in trouble.
But 100% of the concrete cracked. We've learned that from you.
Yeah, and it's not the age of the home. Honestly, brand new houses can have structural problems. So it's more the soil that's underneath it, and you know, the drainage and how it was constructed. So it's not always just old houses have structural problems.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here, Benny. We're going to throw it in because I want to come back and talk about sewer line inspections. Because a young man, we were talking prior to the show, that works with me, purchased a home. And he, after this last rain, okay, he noticed some cracks and he noticed some water. So he called PermaSeal. The guy came out, very, very nice, very respectful, came out, said, it's not that bad. It's over here. He's like, I don't have the camera. I'm going to give you a quote over here. It was like six, whatever it was, a couple hundred. It was under $1,000. He's like, great, fine. He's like, but I'm going to come back out when I have my camera. He didn't have his camera for whatever reason. And we're going to check the sewer line just to make sure because and you can explain in more detail. He didn't want to patch around the sewer line until he did the inspection. And I want to talk about that and what your guy found and the added expense that came with inspecting the sewer line that, let's talk about with Amy and everybody else's opinion, should be done prior to buying a home because now what was found is his responsibility and his expense, and it's got to be fixed. So we're going to take a quick break. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. We're going to take a quick break, come back, talk more about sewer lines and cracks. 312-981-7200 with D-Roy Spencer. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We'll be back after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Roy Spencer, Mr. PermaSeal.
You know, as far as your product, what's the process with that?
We have our PermaSeal way of doing things, but it starts with crack, the entire crack, the most common crack, structural crack, excavate the crack, see the crack. But that's just crack repair, and there may be a crack there may be not.
I'm also thinking about being a crack dealer. Not like a mean crack dealer, but, you know, like a nice one. It's kind of friendly, like, hey, what's up, guys?
Crack talk with Mr. PermaSeal.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Go to rosemont.zanies.com. We're having a Vestathon comedy show. Comedian Steve Cochran, John DeCoste, Tim Benker, and Mike Toomey on October 5th. $30 at the door. Large portion of the proceeds from that evening will go to the Vestathon, and also go to roasttoorder.com to buy coffee. Our good friend Mike that runs that company is donating a portion of all sales that you click on Vestathon to the Vestathon. Let's go back to Roy Spencer. We're talking foundations and everything like that. Why don't you expand upon the question is this that I got to prior to the break. Young man that works for me bought a home. Heavy rain last week or whenever we got the last rain. He noticed some water in the basement, called you guys. I hooked them up with you guys. You guys sent out a technician. There's a crack right by the sewer line. So he gave him a quote to fix the crack. He's like, I don't have my camera. We should camera the sewer line to make sure that the sewer line's okay. Turns out that the sewer line is collapsed. So now it went from under $1,000 investment to replace and repair the crack, I should say, to replacing the sewer line. Now, I'll throw it to Amy. How many percentage of buyers in this market are inspecting sewer lines?
Less than one. Maybe close to zero.
Right. So basically nobody. And this is now going to, that $1,000 investment now jacked up to about a $6,000 investment because of the work that needs to be done. And if that would have been done prior to the purchase of the home, now it could have just collapsed, right? There's an outside shot. It could have just collapsed, and it's an act of God, forced to merge, and it is what it is. But the likelihood of it collapsing 6 to 7 months after he moved in is highly unlikely, right? It was probably collapsed if I had a bet prior to. What do you recommend to our listeners about getting their sewer lines inspected, number one, and why do you need to inspect the sewer line prior to filling a crack near a foundational crack near a sewer line?
Well, David, you sound like a numbers guy. You like numbers? I'll give you a number.
Yeah.
I would say over 10% of homes of our listeners right now, well, first of all, 100% of them have sewer lines going to their homes.
Sure.
I would say 10% of them have a problem with their sewer line.
Really?
Yes. Yes. I say that because the ones that we inspect, you know, we inspect problems, all sewer lines all the time with no problem.
Right.
And 9 times out of 10, there's no problem. Clean bill of health. You're in good shape. 1 out of 10, we find a problem.
Okay? And what type of problems do you find?
Well, sometimes the sewer line is cracked. Okay. It's not uncommon. Sewer lines are sometimes made out of clay. Sometimes, uh-huh. You know.
Cast iron.
Cast iron. Sometimes concrete. All kinds of material sewers are made of. Sometimes it's a crack in the pipe itself. Sometimes it's a leaky joint. Sometimes the sewer line has settled. Okay. And so it's offset. Sometimes it's sheared, you know, right where the sewer line rests on the foundation. The sewer line drops. The part going through the house doesn't. The interesting thing about all those problems, most of the time the homeowner is not aware of them.
Sure.
Because what's going on is the water and the sewage that's going through those pipes is just going down into the soil. It's going into the ground. It's not causing anybody any problems.
No backup, nothing.
Immediately.
Right.
Okay. But the other thing that happens, okay, so if the sewer line is open, whether it's cracked, leaky joint, or broken, or sheared, that means soil can get in there as well, and will get in there.
What about tree roots?
Tree roots, you know, they'll make their own cracks and work their way in there, seeking water out during this really dry summer. So I'm just here to tell you, 10% of our listeners out there, you have a sewer problem, and it's a problem in the making that will have to be dealt with, okay? So you can wait until you have a big sewer backup and a big mess to clean up off of, or you go to sell the house and somebody gets it inspected and you pay for this. Oh, geez, the sewer line needs to be replaced. And sometimes it's that bad. Sometimes it just needs to be rotted or whatever. Why not just spend...
How much?
$300.
Okay.
About. And get it camera'd. And let's find out exactly what kind of shape your sewer line is in. Maybe it's just tree roots are starting to get in there and we can just rot it out and maintain the sewer line, just put you in some kind of maintenance program.
Can you put a patch on it after you rot out the sewer lines or no?
Well, no, you can't do that. Okay. But you can get on a maintenance program. Tree roots will grow back. And
sure.
So sometimes it's once a year. Sometimes it's once every 3 years or whatever, and kind of control the tree roots without having to replace the whole sewer line and things like that. But the camera gives you such a great picture of the health of your sewer line, you know. okay? And if you're in good shape, you've got problems, you got, because it may, again, be something that's not causing you a problem, but it will get worse, like most water problems will.
It's like a colonoscopy of your sore line, right? I just scheduled one yesterday.
Vasectomy, right. Colonoscopy.
Well, yeah, it's the same area, but it's basically the same thing.
So I wanted to address your young employees who used our services and thank them for that. But a lot of times cracks, well, almost every foundation has cracks in it. That's normal, actually. A lot of times the cracks run through the sewer line. And why is that? Well, because the sewer line, somebody drilled a hole through the foundation to put the sewer line in, which makes that part of the wall a little weaker. And so when the concrete shrinks, when a new foundation does, that's what causes cracks. It's not uncommon to see a crack run through the sewer line. So as you know, we've talked before about how we repair cracks, and the best way is to inject epoxy resin throughout the whole crack. It actually welds the wall back together, and it goes all the way through, stops water on the outside. That's all well and great, except that there's a broken or leaky sewer line. As we inject our epoxy into it, it's going to go in through the wall and into the sewer line. And
it's
sometimes
washed out.
It can clog up the sewer line. And then all of a sudden people are calling us after we did their crack repair, hey, my sewer backed up. What would you guys do? And we did do something. We didn't, not intentionally. So we've taken on a policy now, if we're repairing around a crack through a sewer line, we won't do that until we've inspected the sewer line, because we don't want to cause people a big mess and a catastrophe. And that way, we force them to do this baseline, so they know what kind of shape their sewer line's in, and we can do our crack repair without worrying about doing further damage to their home.
Phone number, we ought to hit news at the top of the hour.
Give us a call, 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
All right, Benny, I hit the post on time. So, Tommy, we're coming back with Dora Talk after the break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We got Ron Brown driving the boat in the newsroom now, so we're going to throw it over to Ron and his team in the news. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Again, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We are here for another 1 hour and 48 minutes, Amy.
Woohoo!
Yes, you
we
are.
Gotcha.
Whoop, whoop.
Amy's going to bring the Red Bull martinis. 312-981-7200. Doors.
Ooh.
Mango jalapeno martinis, please.
Mango jalapeno.
Yeah, let's put the door thing on hold for a minute. What are we talking, martinis?
Yeah.
Mango.
Ooh, I like it. Nah, I'm not a big
jalapeno
mango.
Jalapeno martinis.
Well, passion fruit. A heat teeny. I cannot wait. This week I am heading to Baton Rouge. They have
What's heat, a heat teeny?
Heat teeny is passion fruit and... it's not. Oh, it is habanero infused vodka. Oh my gosh!
But wait a minute. Think about what you said. This weekend. I mean, this weekend's almost over.
Yeah.
I mean, here we are.
Well, way to be Debbie Downer.
Well, I mean, it's already Saturday night.
My dog's
night.
Got terminal cancer next. I mean, come on. We still got another 4, 5, 7 hours.
There you go.
All right. So here.
Winter is coming.
And doors. That is the number one spot. And windows where the heat comes in, other than the joist where our friend from Permaseal can foam that area up to keep the cold out, but you can't foam up a front door.
No, you can't. And, in the Chicagoland area, there is a tremendous amount of wood doors, and we know what happens to wood doors, especially if you don't have a 3-foot overhang over your wood door,
so
you've got all your you've got your snow and your ice and your water and everything else that just deteriorates that. So everybody starts getting into a frenzy about replacing their front door, and they get into a frenzy just prior to winter happening. Now they've known that this door leaks and creaks and it's got cracks in it all throughout the summertime. But it just seems like it's inherent that everybody waits to the last minute to be able to put their front door in. So one of the things that we've done, excuse me, is we searched manufacturers and we brought in a new door called a marquee door. And we've been bringing them in now for about a year and a half. And this door is incredible. Oh, hold on 1 second. Quick cough.
That dead air was brought to you by Tom Chanky of Builder Supply. All that. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, my apologies. I had a little frog in my throat. Anyway, we searched out the manufacturers. We were looking for a really high quality front door, and everybody knows the basic three doors that are out there. You have wood, you have fiberglass, and you have steel.
What about vinyl? Are those making a comeback?
Well, there's really no vinyl doors. It's always been known as fiberglass.
Okay.
But years ago, I was also in the garage door business, and we made a composite door. Now, the difference between fiberglass and composite is fiberglass is a sprayed material and then rolled either by hand or machine can roll it. And then it cures, and then you basically back it up with, you know, with a substrate material. When you get into a composite door, it's almost a slurry mix that goes into this heated mold, and the two pieces come together, and it heats it in there for about 3 minutes, pulls it out. What you have is it's about three times the strength of a normal fiberglass door.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. It's incredible. So we ended up finding this manufacturer. It was an overseas manufacturer, but they did a composite door. But there was a couple of unique things that really turned us on about this door was, number one is composite. It will outlast you. You put this door in, it'll last literally forever. And that's why we kind of coined it, even though it's the marquee door, we call it the forever door. Number two is, if you would take a fiberglass door and you cut it in half and you look at what's behind that fiberglass, is they put wood in there to be able to give it some structural stability. So they'll put in almost like a 2x4 material. They'll drape that inside, and then they'll sandwich the two pieces together in a fiberglass door. In this one, we couldn't understand why this thing was so bloody heavy. I mean, it's 2 to 3 times the weight of a normal fiberglass door. So we went in and, you know, with the manufacturer, we looked at it, we cut it open. It's actually done with what's called a microlam. And most people go, what's a microlam? Think about this. If you're going in and you're doing your kitchen and you don't like this wall, but it's a bearing wall, they could take that wall down. But they've got to put basically a beam to be able to support the upper part of the house, or the beam to be able to support the roof structure. And what it is it's a lamination. They'll take almost like a plywood material, and this could be 20 layers thick. And one of the beauty parts about this is it's dimensionally stable. It weighs a ton. When you see these guys putting big microlams, they're either got 6 men and a boy, or they got a crane to put this stuff in. It is so heavy because it's so dense. We cut this door open, and it's all filled with microlam.
How do you get it on the side of your house to hang it? Is that the proper way of saying it, hanging a door?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically in a frame. Now, the other beauty part is not only is the door it's a composite material, all the framework is composite. So your entire frame structure is composite, which means, you know, when you look at today's doors in Chicagoland area, look at the older doors, they start rotting from the bottom up.
Right.
Because that's where the snow sits, that's where the water pools. They'll put cup pieces underneath it to help stop the water penetration. But inevitably, you'll have what we call a finger-jointed pine-type frame on an exterior door. Go to any big box store, come to our place, and we have finger-jointed pine. You can upgrade doors to this composite-type framework. Well, this door already comes with it. So not only now you got composite going for you, you have got the most dimensionally stable lumber inside holding this thing together, the two pieces together. You have this no-rot jam, but now they finished this door. I've never, ever in my life seen a door finished like this. Typically, in a stained wood door, you basically put stain, you wipe it off. Yep. Everybody knows how to stain a door. When you stain fiberglass, you have to use what's called the gel stain. And the reason you use a gel stain is because the stain sits on top, because fiberglass is non-porous. So it won't penetrate in.
So how does it stick?
It just has an inherent nature to be able to, in a gelled product, it will just lay on top, and it will attach into some of the exterior pores, but it won't penetrate through. What this company did was they developed a process. It's a 20-step process, and it's the exact same way that they finish a Steinway piano.
Wow.
The finish on this is unbelievable.
Is it on your website?
It is on our website. We have the exclusive on this door. The biggest problem that you have with this door is from the time that we order an entire truckload of these doors, which is hundreds of doors, it's about 7 months to get them.
Wow.
We just got a new shipment in about 2 weeks ago. So we are fully stocked on this door. We've got plenty of other fiberglass doors. The one thing we do not specialize, there's a lot of mahogany doors, or I mean real mahogany doors sold in this marketplace, but we're seeing people getting out of putting the real wood doors because there's so much maintenance that's required on it. Now, the house that I just sold, I put a fiberglass door. This is prior to us knowing, you know, about our marquee doors. I put a fiberglass door on that house, and it's now got to be 11 years ago. I've never done anything to that door. Zero. I've never refinished that door. Nothing. My wood door prior to that, every 2 years, I was having to bring in a paint crew. We'd have to strip the thing down and just to be able to maintain it because, again, that moisture wicks up. But I will tell you, if you want to see the most spectacular door, now, because we buy it all direct, there are designs. We have the manufacturer make it for us. We're exclusive on it. Compare this to some of the guys that are selling the mahogany doors. We're probably 30% less than those mahogany doors. I mean, they're gorgeous. And we've got double doors. We have single doors. We've got doors with side lights. We have doors with iron inside the glass. We've got speakeasy type doors. So, I mean, we've got a full repertoire of doors. But the other thing is if the marquee is not a door for you and you still want to replace your front door, I just got a new shipment. It just came in 2 days ago. We just got 800 new fiberglass slabs in that we can take, and we have all the machinery on site. We can custom make any door that you want. We have glass options that you can choose your glass. You can choose your frame. You can. The only thing we will not do is we will not paint or stain, and those are all basically a prime door. So
somebody could do it.
Yeah, you know what? The one thing that I do suggest with people, if they ever buy a fiberglass door from us or anybody else that's not finished, I highly, highly implore people to hire a professional painter.
Yeah.
Because staining wood, anybody can stain wood. That's not the most difficult. You don't need to be a brain surgeon to do that. But I will tell you, a fiberglass door, you better know what you're doing because
specialty product.
Yeah, because you'll get splotchiness. I mean, you'll really tell the difference between a homeowner just doing it for the first time and a professional painter doing it.
We got to take a break, but we got text messages coming in about doors. Well, if our listeners want to reach out, what's the website?
Okay, go to the website at buildersupplyoutlet.com.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to our website, WGNDavid.com. We'll be back after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Bob and Wooddale. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, how you doing? Great show. You know, I listened to Tom over there at Builders of Supply, and just last year they did our whole kitchen for us. What a great job they did. They had such a nice deal, and they were so nice that why would you want to go anywhere else?
Tell you what, Bob from Wooddale is giving Lindsay a run for her money.
I met Tom personally. He happened to be walking through there. What a personable guy. I mean, great guy.
Was it a highlight of your day or a disappointment, Bob?
Well, I don't know. I'm still trying to recover from that, you know?
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Without a beat, man. Bob just jumped, followed along.
I remember him in his store. What a hoot.
Seasoned veteran, man. I just teed him up and he drove it 400 yards.
Oh, Lord.
I got some questions here. You want to finish your thought or you want the question?
Yeah, you know what? Actually, Roy and I were just kind of talking over the little break here. And I said, you know, I put one of these marquee doors on my landscaper's house. And he built this house in a new subdivision, so he's got bombers running up and down the street all day long, guys with nail guns, everything else. He said that after that door went in, what it did to quiet the noise inside the house.
Amazing.
So, you know, you think about that. You know, a front door is, you know, a big part of the aesthetics. The one thing people don't realize is a garage door is almost 30% of the aesthetics of the exterior of the house. That front door, too. I mean, when you think about prospective buyers, think about where's their first point of entry?
Yeah.
It's in that house. But, you know, most people today, I would think that that have attached garages, they do their entry and exit of their house through their garage. Mm-hmm. But having a really nice front door that does not cost you an arm and a leg, that has doesn't have the maintenance that a normal door does, and it has a noise suppressancy, that it's an incredible door.
And in my opinion, it gives you an opportunity to create character. Mm-hmm. And that's why I always love coming in the store and looking at the doors.
I was in the store day before yesterday, believe it or not. I did go
there. I was going to say, you know where it is?
Yeah, everybody was kind of looking at me. They wanted to help me. They didn't know who I was.
Who's this old guy?
And we had a contractor there that was picking up one of the marquee doors. And it was not only his first, it was his third. And he put one on his house, and he's a contractor. Putting them on two of his neighbor's houses.
Nice.
They saw this door. They came over, looked at it, wanted it, and contracted him. And he was picking up a door day before yesterday.
847, need to refinish my mahogany front doors, like you were just talking about. I have had marine spar varnish used in the past, and it doesn't last. Mm-mm. What would you recommend as a finish on my 9-foot mahogany front doors?
Well, one of the problems that you've got is there's not going to be many varnishes that you can put that are going to last. And part of the problem is it's called CT factor, which means it expands and it contracts. And that is the one thing that fiberglass or composite does not do. It does not expand and contract. Every time you have a wood product in an outdoor and exterior environment, that wood is going to, with the seasons, it's going to expand and it's going to contract. And it's no different than your flooring in your house.
Yep.
I mean, talk to Igor. You know, your flooring in your house, some of your flooring could open up a little bit.
I got to take a quick break here, but we're going to come back. Everybody's got text messages.
Hmm. Really?
Especially Dykstra.
Oh, boy.
Oh, jeez.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Probably because he's given out his wooden nickels again.
No, because he promoted how awesome his stud granddaughter is at the Red Star game tonight. So this is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Tom, your phone number and website?
They can reach us at 708-343-3900, or they can go to our website at buildersupplyoutlet.com.
Ron Brown is doing yoga poses, getting ready for the news here, so we're going to throw it over to Ron. 312-981-7200. That downward dog is his favorite position. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all the contact information over the newsroom. We'll be back after the news.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
If Hamp says the Bears are winning tomorrow night, I ain't going up against Hamp. He's a big boy.
I got a picture sitting him next to me. I'm not a small guy. I look like a dwarf next to him.
He's a big man.
He's a big man.
He's a good man, too. He's a great guy. Very, very generous. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Here we go. Speed round of text messages. You all ready?
Ready.
Roy Spencer, is it true that tree roots cannot penetrate PVC piping?
No. I would say PVC piping, being newer, is going to be in good shape, and the pipe itself is probably not going to crack as easily as more natural materials. But you still have the joints where that's usually where the problems are going to occur. But yeah, it is more less susceptible, if you will, to cracking and leakage, but it's certainly not above having problems.
312-981-7200. Another text message for you, Dykstra. We had a similar question. I am moving into a new townhouse. How can I tell the age of my furnace? How old is too old before replacement? That's a great question.
15 to 17 years is too old. You want to replace it?
Can furnaces go for 20 to 25 if you keep them up, keep the maintenance up, or is the efficiency of the furnace, you're just paying too much in added energy costs?
The furnace will keep running forever if you take care of it, but the energy, you're right on track. The energy will eat you up.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Keep them coming. 773, I just wanted to let you all know I have no interest in any of the topics on your show, but I just love listening to your show. You guys are so entertaining. Well, thank you, 773. That's very kind of you.
Wow.
630, Amy, I'm thinking of moving next year. When's a good time to put my house on the market? I knew that was coming. Go ahead, Amy. Thinking of selling next year. It doesn't say spring, winter, summer, fall. When should this texter put the house on the market? That's a loaded question.
Right. And as a seller, it's all about supply and demand, and you want to sell when supply is low. So you might want to move sooner rather than later.
I think there was a 55-year-old charming and slightly attractive man on the radio every Saturday that told everybody on the radio last August, if you were going to sell your home, to sell your damn home and get out of it, because that was at the peak of the market. I do recall.
I think I heard that.
On many, many stations up and down the dial, many, many times.
Many, many times, yes.
Many, many times.
But okay. Wait a minute. Go back to...
Don't want to tell you. I told you so, but go ahead.
Go back to Amy on this one. Let's forget about the frenzy that has happened over the past year or 2 years. Say, go back 5 years. If somebody was going to look to put their house for sale in a given year, at what stage would you say? Would you say spring is the best, summer's the best?
No, I would tell you.
I'm waiting for you, this answer.
You go.
You got to wait till after the Super Bowl, right,
no,
Amy?
No. You go against what everybody else believes, and you should have your house on the market January 1st at the very latest.
Okay.
And you will probably be sold before everybody else comes on the market.
That crap about the Super Bowl, I remember there was 1 year.
Who came up with that?
It's been
around forever. My family's watching the Super Bowl. I'm in my office with the Super Bowl on. We're getting, I think, 15 to 20 inches that weekend. We got bombed with the snowstorm. I'm getting calls from realtors on Super Bowl Sunday, schlepping people in and out of houses during a snowstorm on Super Bowl Sunday, asking me to send pre-approval letters because they didn't want to lose the house. On Super Bowl Sunday, that's when I called my rep at the radio station we were on. I'm like, you better call PermaSeal and get them on, because this 20 inches of snow that we're getting is going to be going into people's basements, and we got to get Roy on the show to talk about it. So all of this nonsense about Super Bowl, it's like, I don't know where it came from, Amy, but it's a myth.
But well, and you know, that comes down to, I think that there, and I don't know why, but it's before I ever got into the business. Maybe that started in the 80s and 90s, and that was truly the way it is. But real estate has changed so much that you look at things very different today. So no, get on ASAP, in my opinion. And there is a point where people may want to consider selling now, because we don't know where the interest rates are going to go. We don't know what the inventory. We know inventory has increased. And so you may want to do even a short-term rental or something in the interim.
If you could sell your home, sell your home. Because the best part about selling a home is it's sold. And you don't have to worry about it. That's the beautiful part about selling a home. Yes, Tom?
Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just get
the
hell out.
That's what I'm doing
right now. 312-91.
And I'm going to live in your basement. Well, you have a basement there.
I do. I have a very big basement.
Okay.
Dykstra had a moment in my basement.
Oh, I did.
Was that where the dance-off was? No, he had a religious event happening. I showed him my geothermal system because he kept coming up to me at the party. He's like, I really want to see your system. And I'm like, all right, I got 70 people back here. 20 minutes later, really want to see your system. And, he kept coming up to me. How about that system? So, like, after the eighth time, I'm like, for love of God, right? I mean, the guy. So I took him in my basement with his wife. Yep. I didn't want to be a little inappropriate seeing me, Rich Dykstra Sr. in my basement. And I think he had a moment. He had a religious event.
I was looking for a cigarette.
He could not believe. I'd never seen a guy. I'm like, here's the system over here. He was just having this personal event down in my basement that he would need a cigarette and a cup of coffee or something.
Right.
And his wife is like, are you okay? And I'm just like, am I going to need to get a stretcher to get you out of here? I mean, I've never seen a guy so excited over a geothermal system.
It was exciting. It was good for me. I got to tell you.
I know. He's like, wow, look at that. Look at that. I'm
what,
like, yeah.
What is that? It doesn't take that much.
It doesn't. Obviously rich, not. You
know? As you get older, it takes less less time.
Yeah. I mean, I open
then a cigarette and a back rub, and you're all good.
Yeah. I mean, for love of,
off to the party you
I've
go.
I've never seen a guy that excited, Amy, about a heating and air conditioning system, but wow.
And while he was jonesing about your geothermal, I was jonesing about the barbecue. That was going
Chicago
on.
Chicago culinary.
Yeah. Oh, that was.
Yeah,
that was
we, you know what? I, Amy and I were talking at the function at the soiree you had.
Yeah.
Who was going to go into the meat coma first with all that bacon?
Oh yes. Oh yes.
How about a candied bacon ball?
Forget about it.
I mean,
jeez.
Lamb chops.
312 Chicago Culinary Kitchen pal to everybody. By the way, 312-981-7200. On a new furnace, should all the galvanized piping be replaced? Old is 20 years old. The system's 20 years old. Galvanized piping currently in place. If they replace the furnace, do they need to replace the galvanized piping?
The galvanized ductwork? No,
I guess that's what it
is. You should clean it. The galvanized flue pipe. Absolutely, if you're not going up to a 90%.
All right. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break here, Benny, so we got a longer run there. We still have more text questions coming in. Keep it up. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I want to reassure the 773 who listens, doesn't have any interest in this, that we're so entertaining, to let this texter know we are making everything up as we go. We have no idea what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
And we just go and we see how it sticks. 312-981-7200 is MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. You go to our website, WGNDavid.com, for all of our contact information, download podcasts, previous shows, and to send us emails and contact all of the experts on air and all the experts who aren't on air. All their contact information is there. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. And we'll be back after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
I do worry about you when I'm not here with you.
Why do you worry about me?
Because I think you'll miss me.
I do.
No, then I worry about me because you don't miss me.
No, I definitely worry about you. And that shirt, what year is that shirt from?
1937.
1937? Yeah. When you were born? You look great.
Yeah.
For 90, whatever the heck that is.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 630 text message for you, Mr. Dykstra, because you're leaving early. Air conditioner came on in our home and the lights in my living room dimmed and flickered. What is that an indication of?
Probably a power surge. We're starting to see that a lot more with the grid going down or weakening, whatever you want to call it. And your furnace and air conditioner now both have pretty sizable circuit boards in them. You have your microwave plugged into a surge protector. A circuit board in your furnace can cost you a lot more.
Okay.
Good idea to get a change. They're only installed about $250.
815, I replaced the blower motor on my furnace. I'll do this in Chicagoese. I replaced the blower motor on my furnace 3 years ago. The furnace is now 16 years old. I think I've taken good care of it. I have it cleaned every single year and every 2 years. So so every single year and every 2 years, they do it again. So they do it twice on every third year.
Every third year.
Every third year, they do it three times.
There you go.
The filter got changed every month. What else do I need to change on the furnace?
You have to have it checked out by a professional. Make sure that all the safeties and pressures are set correctly. Hey, but you're doing a good job taking care of the furnace the way you do.
You're doing a good job there, 815.
There you go.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. What was that all about? Gas companies and hot water heaters is a text message. So quickly recap that.
It's an arm of a service arm owned by Apex out of the United Kingdom. They started leasing water heaters in Illinois about a month ago. So contact Pivotal Home Solutions. I don't have their number, but you can find them.
Last question for you before you leave. My house was built in 1962, and I have a boiler heat, which is fantastic.
Fantastic.
Weill McLean is
good boiler. It's my favorite.
Great boiler. Made out of
Michigan City.
Michigan City,
Indiana.
Indiana, right on the lake. I used to sell them scrap iron back in the day.
There you go.
Used to sell them 2-foot rail. I haven't checked annual. I haven't checked annually, and I also do, I guess it says I haven't checked annually, and I also asked if I need chimney liner, and my plumber HV guy says it's still okay. Do you think this person needs a chimney liner, which I guess is difficult without seeing it, right? Yeah,
probably not, because it's not a high-efficiency boiler.
Why do you need chimney liners if you have boilers?
The temperature of your exhaust gas is a lot cooler than like a regular old-time furnace. Your stack temperature, about 450 degrees.
Okay.
The new furnaces, like with the 90%ers, we vented out with plastic pipes. All you have going in is a water heater, and it doesn't produce enough heat to create a draft.
Okay.
So then you start getting condensation in the chimney that comes down and starts eating out the brick.
Okay, I can see that. Roy, for you, what about townhouse foundations? I guess when we were talking foundations, somebody who lives in a townhouse, which are houses that are attached, right? You could have Amy, 4, 8, 12 of them together in a row, depending.
Sure.
Yeah. So
town of houses.
A whole town of houses. Yeah. So is that typically done in one pour? Or is that done in, if they're all attached, I would think it's, if one has a problem, do all the other ones have a problem? What's your experience?
Well, first of all, that's a really good point. All the foundations are poured at once. And Amy and I were talking about this earlier. Typically, when you have a foundation problem in a townhouse, the townhouse association takes responsibility for that. And sometimes the problems are related. Sometimes there's a crack outside the foundation that radiates through to both sides. Two people could have the same problem from the same crack, the way they poured the concrete and things like that. Kind of an interesting aside. But in any case, a townhouse foundation is just like any other basement in terms of the types of seepage it can have and the types of repairs that can be done. The most thing about it is always check with your association and see if repairs will be covered by the association, because more times than not they are.
Here's an important question, Amy, when it comes to foundations of a townhouse, right? Sometimes townhouses are fee simple, sometimes they're planned unit developments, and sometimes they're condos. If you don't know what a townhouse is unless you check with the legal description of the property, which I explained this to a young man this past week, whose father I've refinanced 5 times, and he's asking me all these things, and I explained it to him what a PUD is, planned unit development, which is basically a fee simple townhouse or a fee simple community that you are paying an association to cut the common areas and grass and maintenance and snow removal. A condo is classified differently. So, to Roy's point, if you have a townhouse that's titled as a fee simple townhouse, technically, and you're not paying an assessment, that foundation crack is on your dime.
Could be. It all depends upon how those rules are written and what the responsibility of the association is. So, and that's where I remember one of the first things that I understood, or a class maybe I took getting into this, is it can look like a townhouse, it can taste like a townhouse, it can smell like a townhouse, and it could be a condo. So you can't look at it and determine what it is. You literally do have to go to, and we usually look at, it is the
legal description.
Well, we don't even, how we really know, I think,
the
for
address.
Us, we're looking for the easy way.
Sure.
It's what the name of the association is, because if it's a condo association, it usually says Cherbourg Condo Association.
Yeah. And then sometimes, not to make it even more confusing for our listeners, you could have different associations within a development.
And you could be under 2 associations.
And
same property, 2 different associations.
And sometimes when you call the condo or the association, the management company, they have to put you through to 2 or 3 different people because they don't know.
Don't even get me going.
Yes, because our job is so easy. Anybody can do it. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Tom Janky, 630 Texter. I need a basic insulated door. I ran out of air, and we have 1 minute. I need a basic insulated door with windows at the top,
mm-hmm,
for my side back door. Haven't seen one on your website. Do you have those in your shop?
Yes, we've got them where you could do a rectangle, you could do a half moon, but yes, we do. if we don't have any doors made up, we've got the glass there because we were out of doors to be able to put glass in for months, just waiting for shipments to come in with the supply side issue. So we're back in business again. We've got some blank top doors. We've got glass coming in. So yes,
okay,
we can do that. What you see on the website is what is there today. We've got new stuff coming in all the time, but you know, if you don't see it on the website, don't think we don't have it or can't get it. Call us.
All right, Tom. Thank you for that answer. Rich has got to go. Rich, we have a text message here, but I know you got to get to your car to get to your granddaughter's soccer game.
Yes,
so
I do.
When you get to your car, please call because I want to ask this question for this listener about something that I just lost. About dryer ducts. So go leave.
I can stick around for it.
Okay. 3-1. I don't want you to be late for the game.
No,
okay. Right. We'll come back after the break
fast.
With that.
I drive fast.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Rod Brown has been doing a side plank for the past 9 minutes, which is putting one arm down, one arm in the air, and staying in a static position. Which is incredible for a guy his age and with his mobility challenges. So you can't see it on the screen because he's still holding the side plank, which is pretty impressive for a guy like Ron Brown. 312-981-7200. We're going to have him come in here and demonstrate after he gives us all the news, traffic, and weather at the top of the hour. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGM.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, David Jennings. Go to rosemont.zanies.com. Rosemont.zanies.com. There's a comedy show on October 5th. You got Cochran, DeCoss, Banker, and Toomey, the four comedians. It's $30 a ticket. October 5th is a Wednesday night, I believe. A large portion, 75%+ of the door is going to the Vestathon. Also, go to roasttoorder.com to order coffee and a click on the Vestathon logo, and a portion of the proceeds that you order will go towards the Vestathon. Rich Dykstra Sr. is in his car heading to watch his granddaughter play tonight for the Red Stars in Tinley Park. We had a text message here for you, Rich, before you left, but I wanted you to get in the car so you weren't too late to the game. 815, trying to clean out a dryer duct. Seems to be blocked at about 15 feet out. Tried an electrician fish tape hooked on the end. Did not bring back anything. The duct goes across the ceiling of the next room. What can you do to help this texter out, Rich?
We can certainly take care of them. We have the equipment that will go into that duct all the way to the outside and pull all that dryer vent back, all the lint back. Probably take about an hour to do it.
Okay, and that's not safe either is it?
What's that?
That's a fire hazard as well.
2,900 fires are caused by dryer vents, block dryer vents every year.
Jeez.
$35 million in damage, five people killed, and multiple injuries.
How often do you recommend getting the dryer ducts blown out or whatever you do, whisked out, cleaned?
Depending how much you use it, probably every 2 years.
Okay.
Every 2 years, yeah.
Got it. All right.
Something you want to take care of, don't let it go.
Phone number and website if our listeners want to reach out to you, buddy.
1-800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuy.com.
All right, go Red Stars. Send my best to your beautiful granddaughter and your family, and have a great time tonight, buddy.
Great. Thank you. We'll do.
All right.
Talk to you guys later.
Take care. 312-981. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. 312-981-7200. 312-981. He loves the hardwood floor cleaner. I got to give it to him. He called in. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. We had a spirited conversation about interest rates, and Amy was given some statistics. Would you share your statistic about realtors with us?
Yes. 92% of realtors.
That's the way you say it.
In the first 6 months of the year, of this year, sold three or fewer homes. 92%. Mm-hmm. That means only 8% of realtors sold four or more. I mean, that's just crazy.
What does that tell you?
Well, what that tells me is you want a higher experience.
Mm-hmm. Because in the past market, it was like when I got in the industry, guys, in August of 2000 through, Well, I got in August 2000. From August of 2000 through November 2007, when the wheels started coming off the trains, everybody was a realtor and everybody was a mortgage professional, mm-hmm. right? Because everybody, I could do a couple of three, four loans a month. I can make a good $5,000-$6,000 doing my three loans a month, five loans a month. I know somebody that I need a mortgage. And then everybody started selling real estate and became a realtor. Oh, I could sell real estate. We got condos going up all over the place. We need people to sit there on the weekends to sign contracts because that's essentially what it was. Okay, you need somebody back in the day. I'm not knocking realtors. I'm just saying back in the hay and the Wild West days, you just needed a body there and somebody to walk through and go right up, unit 207 and I'll take 208, 209 and 210 because that's what people were doing, right? I mean, you know how crazy it was back then. Mm-hmm. I'll give you another statistic. 73% of homeowners, according to Fidelity Title, my title company, have interest rates of under 4%. Okay? So now you've got somebody with a 30-year fixed loan at 2.5, 2.625, looking to downsize. All right? And, they're in their 60s. I had this conversation with the guy at the gym the other day. Yeah, he's a banker. He got himself in at 2.625. I said, hey, that's pretty good. He's like, yeah, I'm thinking about moving. I'm like, hey, have you considered moving? He's like, where am I going? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, where am I going? He's like, I live in $1 million house up here in Highland Park. I owe about $500,000. I could probably take $500,000, put it down, run with a 250 mortgage. He's like, I'm going to be in a shoebox. My rate's going to be 6% because that's where rates are. He's like, it's like maybe I save $700 to $800 and I don't want to deal with it. So you've got a whole segment of the population right now that are not going to downsize. So all those homes that would have been on the market, Amy and Tom and Roy and Rich Dykstra Sr. in his car driving home, that are not going to come on the market because the interest rates are so low. And if you try to buy something now, the interest rates are going to be twice, if not, we're going into maybe three times the amount of what you could have got a year ago today.
Well, and so with that, we're going to see it. Are we going to see a similar situation that we did in 2009, 2010. In that situation, people couldn't sell their homes because they were underwater.
Right.
Right. And so they had to do short sales if they had to move. Otherwise, right. People sat and wrote it out. Today, people will choose not to move. And, my husband and I are in the same boat. We have no reason to have the house we live in anymore. And yet, when we look at the payment on something new.
Because you don't need all that space.
We don't need all the space.
Right.
Right. And so, but the payment to move somewhere else, we're going to move into something smaller. The payment's going to be as much or more. Well, I might as well just sit where I'm at. Yep. And so that's really that. We're going to see a lot of people in the same quandary where we will probably wait to move. And we'll rent our house out. We'll be happy to do that.
Because you have a great mortgage professional. Got you an amazing rate. Tom Janke?
How about that? Well, you know what? I think people have different motivational reasons for downsizing. Number one, it is the size of the home. You want to get into a smaller. I'm not so certain that, the interest rates are, it wasn't an affecting in my decision. And the only reason being is, I want to be able to downsize to something where my tax bill is lower.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
My operational cost of the house. I mean, if I'm going to downsize and get a house that's 50% smaller, because I don't need all that space with myself, a wife, and a dog.
Your wife does.
Oh, yeah, of course she does. But, I mean, you think about it. If you downsize from a house, you go into a townhouse like what we want to do. Now, we have an association fee. We don't have to deal with the landscaper anymore. Yeah. We don't have to deal with the roof anymore. So, really, our operational costs is really what I'm looking at is going to be less. It would offset, if we were to take a mortgage.
I think go ahead. I may cut you off. Go ahead.
You chose a lifestyle change because you also chose to leave the state, right? If you're looking to stay local, there is a point where you will go, you know what? I will sit here. There will always be people who will move. There will always be people who need to downsize. They have to, right? They choose to. They will have to upsize. They relocate. I mean, there is definitely going to be a population that has to move. So there will always be houses being sold and those being bought. But there is this situation right now that we're in because of where these interest rates were, where people are now choosing, you know what, maybe it doesn't make that much sense.
That would have moved.
Right.
That would have sold.
We would have sold in a heartbeat.
Sure.
But, you know, in our situation where we bought a house in Florida,
yeah,
and we're going to buy a townhouse up here, and really the combination of the two, I mean, my God, the tax bills down there are a fraction of what they are up here.
Yeah.
So by looking at, you know, a house that we have in Florida and a townhouse, between those two, we're still going to be less in our real estate taxes than we were on the single house.
Yep.
Right.
And our operational cost, when I've got two houses that are the same size or maybe a little bit smaller than the one house, my operational costs will be down. But I get it for somebody who's going to spend 12 months in that same exact house. For me, it was different. We're going to spend 6 months there, and we're going to spend 6 months here.
Well, and let's not even talk about the tax savings, right, Roy? Because Roy's looking at making the same move. And there's a whole other reason for that.
Right.
So there's a lot of reasons why people want to leave the state.
Well, Roy is because of his tanning schedule. It's kind of difficult.
Well, no, you know. No, he likes baseball fields that are not snow-driven in January. Yeah. He wants to go play softball.
Yeah. It's truly a geopolitical situation.
I'm just telling you, you know, the tanning bed or sitting out at your pool down in Florida. I mean, he likes the natural UV tanning lights, right? Instead of that goofy machine he's got right now. All right, we got to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
So, Tommy, so everybody knows what a farmhouse sink is.
It's a fire clay sink. A farmhouse sink basically lays and cradles within the cabinet, but it gives you that 1920s, 1930s, you know, I forget what they call that era.
The Depression.
The roaring 20s.
Wake up first thing.
What do you call the late 30s? The Depression.
Yeah, I remember
you know what? The Depression.
When I get back to the store after the show, I'm renaming that thing from the Farmington sink to the Depression sink. I'm not sure it's going to have the same shebang, but
you should have a Hoover line and then like a Roosevelt line, like that's really bad.
And then like a bread line.
A bread line.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. So let's continue our talk about rates because we continued it during the break, and it was, I think it's interesting for our listeners, right? Amy was stating that a lot of our listeners are probably not going to downsize, just due that the rates went from 2.5 to 2.625. They're already in the sixes. It's been in the sixes for the past month and a half. I've been telling everybody that. CNBC comes out with a report, we're in the sixes, and everybody thinks, oh my God, we're in the sixes. We've been in the sixes for the past month and a half. All right, so for all practical purposes, and I think we got a better shot of hitting sevens than we do fives right now, I said that all the way up. I said when we were coming out of the threes, you got a better shot of hitting fours than the twos, and when we were in the fours, I said fives, you got a better shot of hitting the fives instead of the threes, and now I said when we were coming out of the fives, I said you got a better shot of hitting the sixes than the fours, and I'm going to make a very bold prediction here, Roy. You got a better shot of hitting sevens than you do fives.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Yeah, it's going the wrong way. Now, do I think that we're going to get back into the fours and fives sometime in the not-too-distant future? Yes, because it's the economy. We've all been through this. That's why I'm not freaking out. It's all cyclical. That's why some people on my team, you know, I had one guy leave who couldn't make it. I got other people, like, all nervous. And I said, listen, when you make it, you got to put set aside money to cover your expenses for at least a year, year and a half, 2 years. And just forget it, set it and forget it and forget about it. So when you go through these periods of time, you're not freaking the hell out, right? You meet a lot of people for lunches that you didn't have time to do because you were tied to your desk. You build other relationships with other referral partners. You contact your borrowers and you build relationships to see if they've got anybody looking to buy or sell because people are always buying and selling. And what will happen is they're going to take this economy right into the rocks. Look what FedEx just said today, okay? cutting jobs, seeing a slowdown. It's right there, everybody. It's going to happen. So when they slow the economy down, tamp down inflation, which is what the goal is, there's going to be people on the side of the road that unfortunately are going to lose their job. It's going to be horrible. I'm not making light of it. I'm just telling you what's going to happen. Then they're going to have to do what, Tommy, when the economy slows down? What's the number one thing the Fed has when the economy speeds up and the Fed's trying to tamp down inflation? He jacks up the interest rates.
Absolutely. They have to do that right now.
They have to do that right now. And what's the one thing the Fed has in their arsenal when they want to get the economy going? Instead of tapping, instead of driving the interest rates up, they start driving the interest rates down. They make money more affordable and cheaper for people to borrow, right, and people go out and spend that money.
And sometime you have to have a little pain to enjoy the gain later.
We haven't had any pain over the past 30 years.
Right.
30 months, not years, months, because there's always a bailout for somebody. Well, guess what? The foreclosures are coming. Amy and I have been talking about the foreclosures for the past year. Those are going to hit the beaches. The first wave are going to hit December 1st, because it's been a year since last December. Those are going to hit December 1st. Problem here in Chicago, if you're a homeowner, you can't kick anybody out of the home if you're a servicer to get that property back during the winter. So that servicer is going to have to wait until the spring again. Okay, so then come April, when you have your student loan payments start in January, if you live in Cook County, you're going to have a full year's worth of real estate tax bills hitting at the beginning of the year. And all that money that you set aside to pay your real estate tax bill in August, right, that the tax bill isn't out, you're going to have a full payment come out at the beginning of the year when all your credit card bills hit and when your student loans start. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. So let's talk about that coming after the break, because Benny's like, we got to go to break. And Ron Brown is doing his stretching exercises. He's ready to go. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Go to WG and David for all of our contact information. We're going to take a quick break, try to figure out how we're all going to get home, since I just got a text, guys, that they're closing on-ramps and off-ramps. So we're probably going to have to get the WGN helicopter from the TV to fly us all out of here. Ron, take it all away, buddy.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. So I guess, what does that mean, Amy, for Roy and Tom's business if our listeners are going to be staying in their homes longer? I think that's good for you guys.
I think it is. I think people will put their money into their home to put it, instead of just, all right, you know what, I got a couple of issues here, I'm going to sell.
Yeah.
Right? Now they'll just do the work.
Yep. Tommy, you've had some good months, you said, rubbing it in after I told you.
Yeah.
My business is down 65 to 70%. Tom's like, yeah, sorry to hear that, but we're booming.
We're apparently doing something right. I'm absolutely shocked. Our kitchen business has been down a little bit, and part of the reason being is because the lead times were so long.
Sure.
And
discourage people from doing them, right?
I mean, our number one lines had a 30% price increase in the past 15 months when they didn't have a price increase for almost 5.5 years. And it's just, people are backing down a little bit.
So what are you selling now?
There's just been a lot of doors, a lot of vanities. We have doubled down on our vanity. We've really tried to condense what our offering is. We're getting out of the flooring category. We still have a little bit left, but we're getting out of it.
Right.
And the problem is because we can't be the best at it. Mm. It's too difficult, when you got the big, and I don't mind saying them, but floor and decor. I mean, they're a big national player. The big box stores are tough. But where we can excel is we can excel in the door business. We can excel in the trim business. We can excel in vanities, vanity tops. But kitchen cabinets are really starting to come back now, because when we went at our high point of 28-week lead time, we just got notified this week that they're down to 10 to 12 weeks.
Nice.
So, we're starting to see. And what is that? That's because the market's slowing down.
Sure.
People aren't in this frenzy anymore because they're getting out of their houses and they're not sitting there looking at their four walls.
And money's not cheap anymore.
So I'm really, and you got to also take it, you know, with a grain of salt too, when my children call me up and say, you know, we're up 20%, I said, that's great. Price increase have forced us up to, you know, 22%. Sure. So really, in all essence, we do year-to-year comparisons. We're probably down 2%.
Right.
But because of the price increases, we're up.
Roy, what are you seeing? Are you seeing, you know, what's your market telling you? You've created a lot of new products. You've brought a lot of new products to the market with your polyfoam and your rising of the concrete and all the stuff that you're doing and the floor joists and the in-home air purification systems. I mean, what is your prediction and what is your forecast and what are you currently seeing now?
Well, first of all,
is your business up three times? You know, you want to rub that in like Tom did?
I don't want to rub it in like Tom did, but no. Well, you know, obviously, people are still adjusting from COVID. They're working from their homes and things like that. And as people spent more times in their homes, like you said, they want to fix them up and they're more aware of problems and things like that. So business has been good in that respect. I do go back to 08, 09. I was in business then, and I remember thinking, oh, my God, what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. You know, people aren't going to have money. People are losing their jobs and stuff. I was very, very pleasantly surprised that our business thrived then because people take care of their homes. So we're not doors, windows, room additions, you know, things. Those things people can put off. But when they're getting water damage or structural damage to their homes, they find ways. And so we're fortunate in that sense. So I anticipate, you know, our business is more weather-driven than it is economy because people, it is essential that they take care of their homes to protect their biggest investments. So that's my outlook.
Well, and the thing that I brought up with Roy, I was walking with Elise, right? We take our dogs and walk. And I sent an email after a walk, and I'm like, hey, you don't need my help, you know, with marketing. Obviously, you've done a phenomenal job without me. I go, but you might want to think about marketing towards listeners that are getting ready to sell their homes. Because we talked about earlier in the show, last year, the past 30, you know, prior to last year, you went from 2020 to at the end of 2021, you had that 19-20 month run that you could sell anything to anybody. It didn't matter. Now, when you take those walks around the neighborhood and you're starting to notice, oh, there's a permaseal truck there. Okay. And, oh, and they came back. Oh, and they're back and they're there their entire week. Well, listen, I know firsthand, right? You're not going to put a drain tile system in overnight, right? It takes a lot of guys with sledgehammers and 5-gallon buckets hauling that crap out of there. And it takes basically, what, 4 to 5, 6 days to do an entire system?
No, usually, you know, 1 to 2 for most.
Well, I had a huge basement and made. Well, he did other. He had major problems in my house.
He did some other things.
He did some other things. Yeah. No, but he was there basically for 3-4 days. Had to wait for the Northbrook inspector to come, and that was a huge selling point, right? They kept busting my chops over the water.
Yep.
And I'm just like, listen, call up Permacy. You got a transferable warranty. What are you busting my chops for? I put new window well, you know, drains in that go right into the drain tile, and I just had them come out. And Roy Spencer came out and anointed my basement himself. That's a huge selling point. And I'll tell you what, if you're buying a home today and you're not looking through a scope and checking out the source system and investing that extra $300, I think you're out of your mind. Because it's the cheapest investment you will make. And if you find something, Amy Kite, you find something, what happens on the seller side that they didn't know about, they have to fix it. Or they got to
disclose it.
You got to disclose it. So next person, that if they're doing the right thing and they're being honest and they're working with a reputable realtor, they now have to check the box. We have a sore problem. Okay? And they either bring PermaSeal out and get a quote, but who the hell wants to deal with that tearing up their backyard or front yard after you move in? You don't want to deal with that crap. Jack, we got a call on line one, and we're going to take a quick break here. We got a question for PermaSeal came in here. Front walk sinking from animals burrowing underneath. Can PermaSeal help? Let's talk about that after the break. Thanks, 630-312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Dykstra had a moment in my basement.
Oh, I did.
It's like, I really want to see your system. And I'm like, all right, 20 minutes later, really want to see your system. So like after the eighth time, I'm like, for love of God. So I took him in my basement. He was just having this personal event. I mean, I've never seen a guy so excited.
It doesn't take that much.
It doesn't, obviously rich, not.
You know? You get older, it takes less time.
Yeah.
And then a cigarette and a back rub and you're all good.
Yeah, I've never seen a guy that excited, Amy, about a heating and air conditioning system, but wow.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. We have a special guest on the Celebrity Hotline coming up here. But first, 630, I have a front walk sinking from animals burrowing underneath. Can PermaSeal help, Roy? 630.
Well, first of all, we got to get Rich Dykstra out there to eliminate those burrowing animals. But no, certainly we can. We've got this polylevel foam that we can inject underneath, which will, first of all, fill the voids that the animals have created, and then it will actually raise the stoop back up level. So it's perfect for that. Again, I can't take responsibility for what the animals do. Sure. After that, maybe they'll go to your neighbors.
Yep.
They won't enjoy chewing on our foam, I can assure you that. And they have a hard time digging through.
Well, if they go to your neighbor, it's not your problem anymore.
Well, it becomes another customer for us.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So don't get Dykstra out there to get rid of them.
Right. You're right. Exactly. Not yet. Get
them with the flute and have them take them over to the other yard.
312-981-7200, Celebrity Guest Hotline on line one. He didn't have a show today because of exciting Northwestern football, and he just was jonesing for airtime because he doesn't get enough. John Hansen, how are you, John Hansen?
Oh, that's pretty true, David. Yeah.
Welcome to the show, buddy. So, somebody's closing on a house on Monday, from what I understand.
I am, and it's like the Home Sweet Home Chicago treatment. I got, obviously, David, your team was incredible. Johnny was great. Amy Kite, Aaron was incredible. I guess I should wait till after the closing to dot all the I's and T's, but just an incredible job. And then I go in for my inspection. House is in great shape. Go into the garage. There's a little crack in there. It's a little divot. And the guy's like, hey, that's no problem. Have you heard of PermaSeal? And I was like, yeah, I think so. He's like, well, they got this poly-level foam they inject. I'm like, hey, I read their commercials nearly every darn day. I know all about them. So I wanted to wait a little while until I knew the closing was going to go through. So I send a text out today. Laura Ann immediately from PermaSeal reaches out. I got calls on my voicemail ready to go to set this thing up. It's like I'll have to have the whole Home Sweet Home Chicago team out after we're done. We'll do a show from out there or something.
There you go.
You called the right person, John, talking to Laura Ann to get things done.
Yeah.
Good job.
Maybe he needs a new kitchen, too.
Yeah, jeez. Might need a new kitchen, a
wow.
couple of vanities.
You know, I'm kind of feel jilted over here, you know?
He just got a shipment of 15,000 doors in, we heard earlier in the show.
75,000, whatever.
So thank you all. I love the show, you know, and I normally get to sit there and listen to it while I wait for Let's Get Legal. But you're all the best. Thank you all.
All right, bud. Well, listen, thanks for the biz. Thanks for the trust in all of us to be able to help you. And, yeah, you were a great client, asked all the right questions, got us all the information quickly and on a timely manner, which made the process go smoothly. Amy's team located a home and took care of you, buddy. So I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to work with you.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Enjoy the rest of the show. Okay?
All right, thanks, buddy. Take care, Johnny. 312-9817. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. 312-981-7200. Before I throw it over to you guys to close out, David, our first loan, 630 Texter. This is great. Our first loan in 1989 was 9.5% for new construction. Lived there for 5 years. Our second home, the second loan for new residents in 1995 was 7.9%. Built a new home in 1999 with a rate of 7.1%. We now have a fixed rate of 3.0% for a home in Arizona, right? He's one of the 73% with rates under 4%, he or she. Up and down all around. It's not all about the rate. Thank you. I've been saying that for 20 years. It's not about the rate. It's about the monthly payment. It's what you can budget and can afford, according to the 630 Texter. The 2 and 3% mortgages were a gift. Not likely we will see those days. Again, suck it up. So I agree with you, 630, 100%. We're just trying to tell everybody out there what the facts are about this market. And we have gone up, we will come down, the sun will come up, the sun will go down, we'll be fine. Okay, just, you know, with the pricing will probably come down a little bit if the rates continue to go up, because there's a affordability level out there, a factor that our listeners can only afford so much, especially in this market with their real estate taxes being so high. So we'll work through it. It'll be fine. Tommy, give us a nugget of knowledge on the way out of here, buddy.
Be happy every day you wake up on the right side of the dirt.
Mm. Oh, there you go.
There you go.
That's good. Don't get
a nugget. Here's your nugget.
That's good. Stop at red lights and the snow
is coming, and it's coming soon. So think about replacing your front door. Come in, take a look, do the knock thing. You know, here's the beauty part about our store is you get to come there, you get to touch it, you get to feel it, and it's not like you're looking at a picture and you're ordering it and then you get it in and you go, it's not really what I was looking for, and how much time did you waste? Come to the store. It's not a difficult drive. We're very centrally located. Dave, how many miles were we again from the Oak Brook Shopping
Five
Mall?
5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Mall in Broadview on the north side of the street.
Yeah. You know, people think that we're in Timbuktu. We're really not. You take that Oak Brook Mall that everybody knows, go 5 minutes. I implore you, come take a look. Go to our website, buildersupplyoutlet.com, and then watch for it at the beginning of the year. It is going to be an e-commerce site. So the boys are changing things.
Roy, if our listeners want to reach you, and what nugget of knowledge do you want to leave our listeners with?
Just be aware. Change of seasons. Watch for those changes in the house. You know, new cracks, gaps, sinking, things that are going to happen. So be aware.
Financing options available?
Absolutely.
Okay.
800-421-SEAL or permaseal.net.
Amy Kite, what nugget of knowledge would you like to leave our listeners?
If you or somebody you know is struggling right now with paying the mortgage, do not put your head in the sand. Please give us a call. Let us help you. Short sales are a possibility. They will protect you from potentially having the bank come back after you. So please, please, please do not put your head in the sand. Let's have a conversation. If you want to reach us, it's 847-877-9881, or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got a huge Bears game tomorrow. Tune in to Doug and OB. It'll be amazing. Did I say Doug?
Yes, you did.
Dan and OB. He's going to smack me for that one. Coming up next, the news is from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. We said that on the end of the show here. So I appreciate everybody listening to the show. Thanks for listening. Go Bears. We'll be back next Saturday at a regular time at 10. Have a great weekend, everybody.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Realtor Amy Kite, Builder Supply Outlet, Dykstra Home Services, and PermaSeal. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/HomeSweetHomeChicago.